This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. If that doesn't put you in a good mood, I don't know what is. Anyway, here's what we have on tap for this hour. We're going to talk about what's happening at the Met Gala. Something sweet happened at the zoo. It'll be good for the kids. I will get back to the calls here in a few minutes. I want to do a couple other things. We're going to talk about voting in primaries, all kinds of emails, all that and more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. One of my buddies just got back from Mexico City, and I've never been to Mexico City, and I really want to go to Mexico City, especially since I saw that movie Man on Fire, and I could picture something like that happening to me where I had to fight a bunch of cartel guys, although I definitely die on like what happened to him. But either way, Mexico City sounds sick. And he said it was awesome. They sent me a picture. They were having dinner on this Mexican river, and there was a mariachi band playing on the river while they were eating dinner. Oh, I know, Chris. It sounded so sick. Dang it, I was jealous. I bet you Southwest flights down there are cheap, too. Monsignor Kelly, I just wanted to let you know that clearly the tech giants are listening to your show. I listen to you on Spotify. I get ads in French, Spanish, and yesterday, Japanese. They clearly know your fan base is a multilingual, sophisticated bunch. And they're trying to cater to our upscale community college education. And then she says, adieu, whatever. Her name's Carly, whatever. When your name's Carly, you can say whatever you want. That's one of the hot chick names. Did you hear what's happening at the Met Gala as we speak?
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
Okay, so we're starting to get a preview of real Democrat street activism out there. Real street activism out there. You're seeing it just like you saw it when Antifa and BLM were burning down cities. This whole fake Hamas stuff. Remember, almost all this stuff is organized and paid for and funded. It's just, frankly, it's professional communism. That's what it is. And we have the list here of people who are funding it all, and it's all Democrat donors. There's an article out of Politico, of all places. It's George Soros, Rockefeller. Remember what I told you about those establishment American families and what a bunch of dirtballs their descendants turned out to be. Pritzker, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, like all these people, they're all tied into all of it. Anyway, so the Met Gala, I've never been invited, but it's this big fancy thing where all these models and actors and all these fancy people show up at this big fancy event, and they wear fancy clothes, like my jacket I was wearing the other night that I get a compliment on. They wear all these fancy clothes, and everyone takes their picture, and they're like, well, you look symmetrical and things like that. Well, all these protesters, the dirty street communists, they just flooded a barricade. They broke in the barricade and flooded the event. Now, I don't know how far they got, but isn't this fantastic? And it's fantastic because, remember,
all this is just beginning. In Chicago, in August, there is a Democrat National Convention. August, it's just a few months away. And this is, let me stress again, in Chicago, in the city of Chicago, the police force is undermanned, to put it mildly. The police force has been completely handcuffed. Ha ha, how about that pun? The police force has been completely handcuffed. They're not allowed to enforce their job against anybody. They're having a nightmare of a time. The police union's screaming about it. It's getting so bad in Chicago. And we're going to add a Democrat convention into this mix where the street animals are going to be going hard after the elite animals. And this is awesome. Isn't this just the best thing ever? Now, look, in the end, the street animals are going to be brutalized. In fact, you know what? I'm going to make a prediction right here. Chris, write this one down. And like all my predictions, I will own it if I'm wrong. And I have been. Yes, I will, Chris. It's not like I'll just act like I never said it and move right on to the next thing. Anyway, like all my predictions, I'll own it if I'm wrong. I think you're going to see some sort of a crackdown on these street protests, either before the convention, the Democrat convention, or on the very first day. I could see a massive show of force. There's no way Joe Biden and the Democrats, Biden's team, we know Joe isn't allowing or not allowing anything. There's no way Biden and his team are going to allow a bunch of street animals to be the news story from his convention. They're never going to allow it in a million years. You're going to see the first crackdown on communist street animals if they gear up to try to do this at the convention. You watch. The street animals don't get to do this without end. But hey, you get what you get. It's not happening in my neighborhood. Whole lot of not my problem. Anyway, Frank, Pittsburgh, go.
Got a straightforward question. Why does it seem that no matter how bizarre, how destructive, how idiotic the ideas that the left come up with, somehow sooner or later we seem to adopt what they come up with? Nobody ever pushes back.
Well, we don't know how to push. It's a really great question, actually, and it's so on point. Why do we end up adopting it? Because we do. You can look at cultural issue after cultural issue after cultural issue. The left will come up with some horrendous, destructive thing. We will say, no, that's crazy. What? Are you nuts? No, we can't do that. Oh, society would never go for that. And 5 minutes later, that's just kind of how it is now. Look, you want to talk cultural issues? You can go back and look at Barack Obama, the most detestable communist we've ever had in the White House. And he's not exactly ancient history now, is he? When did he leave office? 2016? You can look at video of Barack Obama opposing same-sex marriage. Today, try to find me the National Republican. Republican. Forget Democrats. They're all gone. Find me the National Republican who speaks out against it. And the reason we always adopt this, to answer your question, Frank, I'm glad you asked it because it's a very good question. Why does it only go that way? Well, I've been trying to make this point several times, but I really need to make it again and again and again until we understand this is what we do and until we stop doing it. We hold back the pendulum from ever swinging back our way because we get uncomfortable with bad conduct or just rude conduct or when people take things too far, quote, too far, when they do something that's not who we are, you've heard that a million times, the right will instinctively get uncomfortable and they'll jump in and they'll police the swing back the other direction. So there is never a swing back in the other direction. You want to know a great example of this? Here's a great example of this. perfect example. We've been talking about, well, we haven't been talking about it that much, but the protests on the college campuses. You may have seen one. I think it was Ole Miss, one of the SEC schools. There was some black girl. She was about 900 pounds, and she walks up to a bunch of these frat boys. And the frat boys are having fun out there, and they're drinking beer, and they're waving American flags. And it's a fun little video, whatever it may be. And she goes marching right up to them. She's flipping them the bird, and she's antagonizing them. And one of these dudes in there starts making like gorilla noises at her. Now, did he mean anything by that? I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. Is he at that age even aware of the history behind making monkey noises at a black person? Probably not. But maybe he is. Right. You know what? Let's set all this aside and let's assume the worst. Let's assume that kid hates black people and decided to call this one a monkey. Are you ready to hear me not defend it, but talk about why you shouldn't condemn it? I'll do that in a moment. Before we do that, let me play this little tidbit for you.
Is there a risk of inflation? I think there's a small risk, and I think it's manageable.
I expect all of this to be transitory, and I think the economy is going to get back on track. I don't anticipate that inflation is going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's what they said 3 years ago about inflation. Now you can't afford groceries. Do you think it's time to maybe buy some gold or silver? It's time to call Oxford Gold Group. It's time to get some in your retirement. It's time to get some in your physical possession. The time is now. Call Oxford Gold Group and let them take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. You tell them I told you to call. They will take special care of you. But take steps before the rain comes. You build the ark before the rain comes, okay? 833-995-GOLD. I'll defend the indefensible. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I love me some Elvis Presley. Well done today, Chris. And remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So the guy asked, why? Why does the left come up with some harebrained idea, something horrible, and over a long enough timeline, our country will simply adopt it? And what we're talking about, once again, is the pendulum. We don't have one. Oh, there's going to be a pendulum. It's going to swing back the other way. And it never does. It's a ratchet that only goes left. And so what I was discussing, in case you're just now joining us, there's a video out there. There's one of these dirtball commie protests at Ole Miss, I think it was. And now what you've started to see across the country is counter-protesting. It's mainly coming from fraternities. Never joined one that didn't have one at my community college. But either way, the fraternities, many of them appear to be patriotic, have had enough. Of course, that would come from young men. Young men are always the saviors of society in the end. And so they're getting angry, and they're also having fun with it, and they're counter-protesting and American flags and USA and USA and all these things. And that's a good thing, right? That's a good. We want to embolden, we want to encourage the youth to push back, to fight back, to be anti-communists. However, something bad, and it was bad, happened at this one at Ole Miss. This gigantic black woman looked like King Kong. She walked towards these guys, and she was, you know, huge. That's going to come into play for what we're saying here. And the dude, one of the dudes, starts making gorilla noises at her. Now, was he doing that because she's the size of King Kong? Was he doing it because he's some racist bringing up, you know, tropes about black people? That's a very familiar thing that happened to black people. Older black people listening who've experienced racism have all heard all those monkey comparisons, all those things. Everyone who knows history knows that. Is that what he was doing? Well, if I may say something, well, actually, I'm going to say it anyway. I don't care if I may say it or not. Why does it matter? Why are you, I'm not saying you are, but why is anyone on the right hall monitoring the counter protests coming from our side? We're sitting there watching America's evil university system collapse in front of our eyes. We have some patriotic young Americans who have had enough of these dirtball commies, and they're pushing back. And immediately, the hall monitor right is judging everyone in the counter protest for code of conduct. Oh my gosh, I don't like, he shouldn't have said that. Oh, did you see what she was wearing? Oh, geez, they did that after midnight. Nobody should be out after midnight. Oh, he just ate a donut. That's unhealthy. The hall monitor right cannot help itself. The hall monitor right cannot just let a societal movement happen with all the uncomfortable things that come with that societal movement. The hall monitor right has to constantly stop the pendulum from ever swinging back the other way. And remember, when the communists swing the pendulum too far to the left, and they do that every time, the only way to get a normal society again is the pendulum swinging too far the other way. Otherwise, it's a ratchet that only goes left. But for my 42 years on the planet, the hall monitor right, hall monitor conservatism, has made sure to jump in and police every single anti-communist movement that may aid the anti-communist movement of any kind. You say some kid, let's say he is some horrible racist who hates black people and he was making monkey sounds at her and stuff like that. Do I want my sons to do that? No. Am I going to jump in and say anything? No. Because I want anti-communist protests to expand all across the country. It'd be better if we weren't making monkey sounds at black people, but we still want to encourage the movement. Encourage anti-communism, and the hall monitor right simply can't do it. They can't do it. We have a bunch of hall monitor dorks on our side who believe it's their role in life to try to stop the pendulum from ever going too far to the right. For some reason, that is always their chief concern. Whenever it goes too far to the left, they'll even jump in and say things, wow, they've gone too far now, guys. Whoa, they're really pushing things too far now, guys. They'll say it over and over and over again. And then when it swings back to the right, they can't wait to jump on it and stop it. Well, we're not doing this the right way. Well, I mean, we got to be careful about this whole thing. We can't live like that. And you've seen what it's done to us. If there's ever genuine pushback, if you're not going to help, at least shut up and let it go. Gosh, the hall monitor right drives me friggin' nuts. All right, Lonnie, Tennessee, go.
Hey, Jesse, great program and informative. Got one question, born and raised in Butler, Tennessee, by WW2 veteran, 91st Infantry. I said it, Rupert Kelly was a walk in hell. Could he possibly be Ken? But my question is, what happened to the reporter, photographer? Don't know his name. He disappeared, was going to jail a few months back. Everything's chaotic. Thank you, Jesse. Goodbye.
Hey, well, hold on, Lonnie. Your phone broke up. A reporter for who, buddy?
I don't know who he was for. He was a journalist. Oh, it seemed legit, Jesse. Seemed legit. Speaking things and have the January.
I think you're talking about Owen Schroyer, Johnny. And Owen Schroyer is who I think you're talking about. Owen Schroyer, I think he still does work with or for Alex Jones. I know he did before. And Owen Schroyer, he did go to the clink, and we did talk about him on this show, obviously. January 6th protesters are somebody we've been talking about a long time, and he's already out now. Owen Schroyer is out now. He's giving interviews. I don't, without a name, Lonnie, I don't know who you're talking about, but I assume that's who you're talking about. All right. Let's do some more emails and we'll get back to these. 877-377-4373. Now, obviously, I love honoring the fallen, so do you. But it takes more than just reading Medal of Honor citations, right? We should care for the ones they leave behind. And this happens all the time now, especially to cops. Cops, it's just open season on cops in this country where they're walking into ambushes now. And dad's not coming home. Just had one the other day. It was friggin' awful. I saw a press conference. They were crying during the press conference. Somebody intentionally drove over him and killed him. Who cares for the widows and orphans when this happens? Tunnel to Towers does. Gold Star families, Tunnel to Towers is there for them. Fallen first responder families. If you're a catastrophically injured veteran or a homeless veteran, Tunnel to Towers is there for you. When you, when me, when we forget, we move on, we go to our daily lives, school, work, whatever, Tunnel to Towers doesn't forget. They're out there every day. And all they ask for is 11 bucks a month. And look, go look up their charity rating. When you give 11 bucks to Tunnel to Towers, it goes to exactly where you want it to go. That's unheard of in the charity world. 11 bucks a month. T, the number 2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas noches. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I know, Chris. I told you I habla a little bit of Spanish. I blew some guy away the other day. Absolutely. Well, I mean, I didn't blow him away, but I think I blew the wife away, even though she rolled her eyes a little bit. He was Mexican duties. I told you we had some construction stuff or whatever, doing a couple construction things around the house. And I go up there, and I said, ¿habla inglés? And he goes, poquito. And I automatically knew that didn't mean very much, right? It means a little bit or something like that. And so I knew I had to switch into my mode. I had to, look, when you speak several languages like I do, you start to think in the other language. So I began to think in Spanish. And I started to do as best I could to kind of, ¿dónde? ¿Dónde? That means where, Chris? ¿Dónde? I said, ¿dónde? And we were talking about something else. And then when I was done with him, and I got the point across, and I'm pretty sure he got it, I said, ¿cerveza? And he said, oh, sí, sí. And I said, oh, sure, sure. And see? Happy Cinco de Mayo to me. And buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Now, I need to play something for you before I get to some emails and back to the calls and whatever, 877-377-4373. So, Kristi Noem, South Dakota governor, wanted to be Trump's vice president, had a real good shot, from what I understand, had a shot, I should say, at being Trump's vice president, writes the book. We already talked about it last week about the dog and a hunting dog and whatever, and how we made way too much of the whole thing, but whatever, the hunting dog, the dog's dead, and now Kristi Noem's out there doing a press tour. But the killing of a hunting dog 20 years ago actually wasn't the worst part of Kristi Noem's book. Kristi Noem very clearly either is a liar or has a ghostwriter who was a liar. And I realize politicians lie. I understand that. Republicans lie. Democrats lie. I know. But you don't want to venture into the Joe Biden world of lying. You want to do a normal political lie. Here's a normal political lie. Like right now, what's something that's terrible? The economy's terrible. Everyone knows it. Every American citizen knows the economy's terrible. If you're an illegal, things are going well, but every American citizen knows the economy's terrible. But if I'm president, I might say the economy, it's a little down right now, but man, it's making a comeback. Or, hey, you know what? We're seeing some numbers in the economy. The best I've seen. In fact, here, Janet Yellen said it. Actually, here's a great example. The economy's in the toilet. This is an example of a politician's lie, one that you can say and one that they all can get away with.
I think we've got a good, strong economy. We've got...
Yeah, no, we don't. But you can get away with that. What you can't do is you can't cross the line into Joe Biden territory where you tell easily verifiable lies. I used to teach the Second Amendment at Penn. You never taught a class. I was involved in the civil rights movement. You're on video saying you were never involved. I mean, easily verifiable. I was first in my class. You were in the bottom half of your class. Like, we know these. It's documented. You can't tell lies like that. Kristi Noem, in her book, talked about meeting Kim Jong-un, meeting North Korea's dictator. And she didn't meet him. Okay, that alone is bad. That's bad. It's really, really bad. But then she decides to go on a press tour with all this controversy. Now, some people are good at certain things and bad at other things. We all have a limited skill set, myself included. You should see how limited Chris is. It's amazingly small. But he has some things he's good at, and there are things he's not. If you're Kristi Noem, and you're this bad at handling controversy like this, how are you on a book tour?
Specifically, when you write in the book, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me. That, as I understand, is now being removed from the book.
Okay, let me pause for a moment. You just heard what she wrote, but you heard, did you hear the reason why she put it in there? It's revealed in the quote. I'm sure he underestimated me. This is the ultimate Achilles heel that was always going to doom Kristi Noem to failure. Well, I mean, she's governor, so it's not exactly she's a failure, but she was never going to make it bigger than that. Why? Kristi Noem, like many people, like most GOP politicians, has chosen to adopt the identity politics of the left. And she uses it routinely. I've seen her do this in several public statements. Figures, as a woman, I'm used to the misogyny. Why did she throw that one in there? Because she had to do the, he underestimated me with the unspoken, because I'm a woman thing. She had to do the I am woman, hear me roar thing. And so, of course, she had to lie because of it. Anyway, I'll let it go on.
Specifically, when you write in the book, I remember when I met with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me. That, as I understand, is now being removed from the book at your request.
Yes, when correct? I became aware of that, we changed the content and the future editions will be adjusted. And, you know, I appreciate that. I've met with many, many world leaders. I've traveled.
I appreciate that. Don't you love when they throw that in?
Around the world. I should not have put that anecdote in the book. And at my request, they have
removed it. That specific meeting didn't happen?
How? I'm saying that I'm not talking about that meeting. I'm not talking about my meetings with world leaders.
But you there's do some talk that are about in meetings the book. With world leaders.
There's some that are in the book, and then there's some that's not in the book. Many
but
of them
actually.
Why are there
two specific mentions of meeting Kim Jong-un and talking about him? And a specific memory, I'm sure he underestimated me having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. Did you tell your ghostwriter
to write them? I've specifically have worked on policy for over 30 years. And over that time, I have traveled around the world and I have met with leaders around the world. And that anecdote, I've asked them to change the content and it will be removed.
It's a simple question. Did you or did you not?
That's the answer that I have for you, is that it will be adjusted. And as soon as I became aware of it, that content was removed.
Not everyone should do a press tour. In fact, let this be a lesson for all of us, you, me, everyone. In this day and age, we live in what I call the nuclear news cycle. I used to talk about it all the time, where if you get yourself in some trouble, like you lie in your book, I met with Kim Jong, but you didn't, you actually can weather that storm if you just shut up. Shutting up in this day and age may be the most underrated skill, because there's so much information and so many new scandals and so many new stories. Yeah, it's going to burn pretty hot for a day, but if you just shut up, it'll go away and everyone will forget. Everyone will have moved on. You don't have to put out a press statement. You don't have to put out an apology. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do, you just shut up. Go on vacation to Mexico for a week. Come back. It'll be gone. That's it. Everyone will have moved on. If you don't shut up, though, if instead you choose to stay in the news, and if instead you try to do this thing where you try to talk your way out of something very clearly terrible you did, then you end up saying things like, I appreciate that. I appreciate them. And no, I'm just not talking about it. Christy, there's no decent way to talk about a black and white lie that you put in your book. There's no way to talk about it. There's no way to ease that pain. It's bad. It looks bad. Either you lied, someone lied. It looks terrible. Now, this is not about Kristi Noem. She's already gone anyway. She's not going to be VP. None of this matters as far as we're talking about here. This is about you. It's about me. It's about all these people. If you find yourself in trouble this day and age, oh my gosh, I got caught speeding by the local moms group in the neighborhood and they're blasting my car all over Facebook. You can spend the next 48 hours defending your honor on Facebook and you can keep it in the front of everyone's mind, or you can put down your freaking phone and shut your freaking mouth and it'll be forgotten about in a day. Just keep your head down and your mouth shut and these problems seem to go away really quickly. All right? All right. All right, we have to talk about George Soros really quickly, American zoos really quickly. I'm going to get to another couple phone calls, and then we're going to check out of here, okay? Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We will be back to do it again tomorrow. Download a podcast of the show on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Pretty exciting news out of Chicago. A bear ate a bunch of ducklings. It was during a kid's birthday party. Well, it's actually out of Seattle, not Chicago. So they were at the Seattle Zoo. They're at the bear exhibit. There's this big old brown bear in there. Kids are cheering, look at the bear, look at the bear. You know how annoying kids are. And then, boom, ducks come flying in. And mother duckling and some baby ducklings start swimming across the water. The bear apparently eases its way into the water and has a little snacky snack on the way through. And it's not that I'm anti-duckling. I'm not. And it's not that I'm pro-bear. I'm not. I have said for the longest time that Americans are too coddled when it comes to animals. I believe this. I've said this, and I really do believe the reason you wake up every day to a news story out of someplace like Yellowstone National Park, where some buffalo will charge and gore somebody who was trying to post a selfie with it on Instagram. And I've said, so many Americans, their only experience with animals is watching Disney movies. And Americans, it's not that they think it, but they kind of do. In the back of their mind, they think animals like sing and dance and they have personalities and they talk and they just talk in a different language. No, they're wild animals. They will kill you. A raccoon will tear you to bits. Did you know that? They'll tear you to bits. I almost fell into a mess of them one time when we were camping when I was a kid. There was big old mess of them behind me. My old man had to stop me. My chair was tipping over backwards. It would have torn me to shreds. I had a ferret one time. I still have scars all over my fingers. About tore my finger off. My dad punched it through a metal cage. It was sick. Thanks, Dad. Anyway, wild animals are crazy. They're not your friends. And because our only experience with animals is Disney movies or zoos, which are totally sanitized, we don't have any kind of a view of real life when it comes to animals at all. None whatsoever. And I've said zoos should put on eating exhibits. And I don't mean dropping a can of tuna in the lion's den. I mean, maybe there's a deer that's not feeling well. Maybe you're going to pick up a new one. Maybe we bring some kids in. We have an educational afternoon. And we turn it loose and let Aiden, Jaden, and Braden find out how the real world works. I know there'll be tears, Chris. Look, there is no advancement without pain. It doesn't exist, right? There is no advancement without pain. It'll be good for the kids. We'll bring in the kindergarten classes over and over and over again and teach the kids how it's done. Speaking of which, I brought this up last week. Chris did some digging on it. Remember how I was talking about George Soros seeing himself as a god? And I said that's how all these people view themselves. And I told you I'd find the quotes. I did find it. Chris did, but I'm going to take credit for it. Quote, "I fancied myself as some kind of a god," he once wrote. "If truth must be known, or truth be known, I carried some rather potent messianic fantasies with me from childhood, which I felt I had to control. Otherwise, they might get me in trouble." It is a sort of disease when you consider yourself some kind of a god, the creator of everything, but I feel comfortable about it now since I began to live it out. Did you think old stupid community college Jesse was just running his mouth when he said they see themselves as kings and queens? That is how these people see themselves. It's real sick. It's a real mental illness. Credit to him for at least recognizing that's what it is, but that's what they have. All right. Through a couple of these. Mike, Mississippi, go.
The world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Happy Seis de Mayo, my amigo.
Buenas tardes, Mike.
I have figured out this Kristi Noem deal.
What is it?
She went over to North Korea with the nature boy, Ric Flair, back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
She was probably underage at the time, you know. The nature boy, he rolls with a posse all the time, so I'm sure that's why she doesn't want to talk about it now.
You know, I could totally see the nature boy and Kristi. No, you don't know who the nature boy is, Chris? Woo! You don't know? You didn't ever watch? Well, he's the nature boy. You know who Ric Flair is, but you don't know who the nature boy is? Are you kidding me? It's the Ric Flair is the best. Yeah, he might be right about that Ric Flair thing, by the way. I could completely see that. Anyway, You notice how Mike came through crystal clear? It's because Mike, I'm sure, because he's an American, was calling from a Pure Talk phone. That's the phone service Americans use. If you're an anti-American, you probably use Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. You see, they hate the country, and they'll take whatever money you send them to dump on the country. And so I'm sure if you have them, you probably hate America like they do. But if you have switched to Pure Talk, the patriotic cell phone company whose CEO fought for this country, then you'll find yourself on the phone talking to an American when you switch. When you pay your bill every month, you'll be paying a company that actually promotes your values. Switch to Pure Talk. Same 5G service. You save a pile of money. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk. Yeah, the Kristi Noem thing is easy to figure out. Allow me to break it down for you before we do headlines.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
A winner, Chris.
And now...
Here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Austin moves to become sanctuary city for minors seeking sex change. I am as small government libertarian-ish as it gets when it comes to the federal government. State governments in red states need to bring down the holy hammer of Thor on these cities who try this stuff. There's no way this stuff should be allowed within the borders of Texas. There should be arrests. Bring down the hammer. Chicago mayor runs away from reporters asking about the officer's murder. His name was Luis Huesca. Like, it's really, really bad in Chicago. God rest his soul. God, pray for his family. Brandon Johnson ran away from it because Brandon Johnson wants cops to die. Brandon Johnson's a communist. Brandon Johnson wants to burn down Chicago, and the people of Chicago just chose him as their mayor. So enjoy it. You voted for this. George Washington University begs D.C. Mayor Bowser to help with unlawful encampment that has overrun the campus. So now they've overrun Columbia, George Washington, the Met Gala, and Berkeley. I fail to see why these protests are bad in any way. They're doing all the things I've always wanted to do. All right. Dang it. We ran out of time. We will do it again tomorrow, okay? That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.